So no disclosures. Just want to recognize all of our partners. You all know in public health you can't do anything alone. You need plenty of people, plenty of organizations, and a lot of passion. So while I'm in from Colorado, you all, you may, if you've been following these maps, know that we were blue for a while. I'm very sad to disclose that we are not blue anymore, and we're catching up to everyone else. Obesity is an issue for every state, almost every country, and we're excited to tell you a little bit about this program. So I work with Kaiser Permanente. Kaiser Permanente, we've been working since 2003 on comprehensive strategies around obesity prevention. So we work from every level, from the policy level, from the community level. And when we first started in the endeavor, we knew from great public health of tobacco learnings that we needed to do something around the policy and the community first. We did recognize also that there's also a need for these organizational interpersonal and individual activities. You can have the supply, but you need the demand as well. And so we were trying to look for something that we could do in a very cost-effective way that wouldn't be hiring a trainer, hiring a cook, or very intensive classes to reach populations in that individual level behavior change. So we did some research, and believe it or not, we had something in our own backyard. In 2004 through 6 in Kaiser, we had done a worksite wellness program called Incenta Health. And it was very kind of simple. It pays people to achieve a healthier weight, and it provides them the tools to do so. When we looked at the program across a variety of programs, we noticed that this was the one that we could easily adapt. So we had done it in employees. It's a web-based kiosk. It's about $40 a person a year. And the effectiveness is about a 5 to 7% weight improvement after a year, and that continues in year two. And then we kind of looked at it and said, okay, we can do this. If we scale it up, we can even go lower in cost. So when you look at systematic reviews, and there are some good evidence based in terms of evidence for using incentives for behavior modification. So let me tell you a little bit about the components of Way and Win so you understand the program. There's customized email coaching. There's an online journal and other resources. You can call a trainer, and you can ask questions about your physical activity regimen. There's team challenges. And the key component is there's a kiosk, and it takes a picture of you, and it gets your weight measurement. So it's an actual weight. And then you get cash for your reward or for your success. So $5 for 5% lost, and then you get $10 a month for 10% loss, 15, and so on. So in determining where we wanted to put kiosks, we thought we could put them in retail settings, like Target. Yeah, let's go do that. Well, that was a little bit more difficult than we thought. The footprint of it is a little bit larger than retail settings would like, but we are adapting it so that we can kind of work at those settings. But we've been in recreation centers, libraries. We have one retail setting and healthcare settings. And this is what it looks like in terms of density. We also have a mobile unit that we can take to events. So this is our website. Currently, we have about 7,000 people in the program and 11,530 pounds lost. And Katie's going to now tell you a little bit about our first 3,500 participants.
So I'm going to share data with you from the first 3,500 participants because these are participants that have been in the program long enough to have at least one quarterly weigh-in. We're asking participants to do a weigh-in immediately when they enroll into the program and then once every 90 days. So in a year they'd have five total weigh-ins. So we're collecting their information through their online enrollment. All the program components are technology-based, and then the quarterly weight measurements, of course. We get their actual weight instead of relying on self-reported data. So this is just a rough breakdown of what the participant characteristics look like so far. We are really pleased that about 86% of the participants enrolled in the program have a BMI greater than 25, which is who we're really targeting, but excited about all the participants in the program because we think the content can really benefit everyone. The average starting BMI is 31.2, so to give you an idea, a 6 foot tall person who weighs 230 pounds would have that BMI. The gross majority of the participants are female, 83%, and the average age is 43, which is the same kind of demographic as kind of health decision makers in the household and things like that. So it's we're targeting the kind of women in the household. the distribution by race and ethnicity mirrors the demographics in Colorado, so not too many surprises there. Just to point out the discrepancy in the number of participants we're showing by race, our enrollment collection methods didn't work properly in the beginning of the program, so we're collecting that data to fill in later in a survey. So it was just the result of an adaption of a program for the community setting, so making things work along the way. This retention data is showing actually only 840 participants because these participants have been enrolled between March 7th and April 7th. Therefore, they've had now two quarters, so 6 months in the program, which gives a better idea of how people are doing. And then this is comparing it. The green column is the community program versus the orange column, which is the results from the corporate setting from which this program was adapted from. So you can see, you know, in the beginning we have about 85% of people weighing in to begin with, which is great because there's people have to go to these kiosks and drive somewhere or somehow get there. Quarter one, 67%, and then it does drop off a little bit. So that'll be really interesting to watch as we have more participants coming through, being in the program longer. It could be a challenge that we have to further incentivize people to get back to those kiosks or something like that. So. We're also really pleased at the weight improvement among participants in the program so far. So again, this data is showing participants who've been in the program for 6 months. Already we're seeing, after 6 months, average weight improvement is 12 pounds, already higher than the corporate setting, which is actually a more controlled setting to manage a program like this in. So we're really happy to see that kind of success so far in the program. In the corporate setting, it had an average weight improvement of 5 to 7% after 1 year, so we're on track to see those results already. And that's also a healthy weight improvement and sustainable, which is what this program is about. It's 1 to 2 pounds per month. This is really about sustainable, healthy lifestyle changes, not just a quick fix diet program. So that steady weight improvement should hopefully be successful for folks. So this is just one nice success story that we are highlighting. Somebody that hadn't been an exerciser at all, poor diet, and she's just adapted some simple modifications, started walking after work, and has already lost almost 30 pounds in the program. She'll actually be highlighted on a commercial that we're doing to help promote the program throughout the state. Participants also receive a survey on day 106 in the program, so after their first quarter, and this allows us to collect additional data about them. We take questions from the IPAC and follow the BRFS, and then also just shows just to get some open-ended feedback about the program and the kiosks, since this is all very new. So it's neat to see these two responses were just from the open-ended feedback, so you can see that. And the one I like, the cash incentives really motivated them to get started, but as they're seeing the actual improvement in their increased energy, that's what's keeping them motivated to keep going. We're also engaging in a lot of social media, and these are just some quotes from our Facebook page, and trying to get a lot of interaction by participants through social media to help promote the program and keep people interested. So promoting the program, of course, is a huge component to getting participants to join. We use a lot of our community partners who are already engaged into the community, so putting in information into existing new community newsletters, things like that, and then traditional promotion efforts through news stories and such. So this kind of is a rough example of how we're tracking the promotion, and we can really see some spikes in enrollment based off of when we get some news media around weigh-in-win and things like that. As a technology-based program, it's interesting to see that the amount of enrollments during the week is much higher than on the weekends, so I guess just we are hitting a lot of people in the workplace as well, and then it's filtering out from there, but people aren't as engaged on the weekends, which isn't too surprising, but pretty evident here. And then our kiosks are a huge basis for how we can see the success of the program so far. It was really an experiment where we put each of these kiosks to start out with, The red bars are showing the average enrollments that people, the average new enrollments per day based off of the length of time in the kiosk. It was a gradual deployment of them, so that's why we're showing an average. And then the average weigh-ins per day. So, for example, we have one at the State Health Department, which is kind of a traditional worksite setting. You have 14 average weigh-ins per day, so it's really accessible to the people there, but maybe not as many new people coming in from the public. So that's how we'll weigh them as we're growing kiosks for year two and weighing where to put more kiosks. So I'm going to give this back to Karina to talk more about what we've learned so far.
So as you can see, it takes a lot of partners to pull this thing off, and one of the things that we've been learning is around ownership. So our and kiosk sites who have the most engagement, who are putting things out in their advertising, in their media, they're the ones who are gathering more new enrollments. Those who are connected to the communities, we have several place-based communities, LiveWell Colorado communities, and those who have stronger networks are able to get the word out. So establishing this in a newer place, somewhere like American Furniture, which is a furniture warehouse, they don't have the experience in working with obesity prevention strategies, et cetera, and have had less success in getting new people. Around the kiosk locations, we're going to be prototyping new kiosks. We're actually visiting the kind of kiosk center up in northern Colorado this week to kind of think about how can we make the footprint smaller so we can be in retail settings. Retails actually charge for space, and so we're looking at that. And then we're just thinking adaption, you know, continuous improvement. We're so excited that we've seen this much uptake this early on. We haven't done any paid media. We're going to be starting to do that in November, and so we'll look at that and how that goes. Just as an FYI, how much did this thing cost? You know, the cost to Kaiser, Kaiser's is supported as a community benefit program, has been about $500,000. It's going to be costing us a little bit more in the first couple years to run the program until we can kind of get the efficiencies, the startup costs down. But it's about a 3-to-1 return on investment based on current healthcare costs. Our future growth plan is to reach 30,000 people in year two and increase our kiosk locations by 30 and increase our incentive partners. We're kind of thinking this as like a kind of a Sky Miles. You guys ever think about why you guys stay on Sky Miles? Thank you. So if you stay on Sky Miles, you're going to earn a reward. So we're thinking that if this can stay a long time, you don't necessarily have to keep the rewards on for a while. And then we can pull in business partners. So by year four, we're thinking, who wants to advertise to people who are losing weight? Well, retailers, right? Businesses, food. So if we can really sustain, get a lot of participation, then we can work on a sustainable business model. We are expected to reach, we had a 10,000 mark where we wanted to reach in order to continue the program and show success. And so we're just looking at this kind of as a model to make sure that we're hitting our targets. And that's about it. We're really excited about looking forward. We really wanted to present this early because we found that we had, you know, early success, and we also often hear about programs 3 or 4 years after they've been done, and we wanted to share a little bit more. And it's also part of a randomly controlled trial with NIH. It's a worksite study, so it's just finishing up, and you should be seeing those results of that study of Incentive Health's program very soon. Thank you.